The memories with the Vikings and the time you had here, what's it all going to mean when you take that last?
You know, it's really, I've had a great experience. It's really my first head coaching job, and so, you know, I want to thank the people who gave me that opportunity, which is Don Bauer, the athletic director when I was here, and Alan Chaffee, and, you know, really having trust in a young coach who had never done it. And leaving, you know, I feel, you know, confident that we've left the program in a really good spot. We've been to the national tournament the last 3 years, and, you know, we have 10 returning players, and we've got a really solid recruiting class coming in. So I feel like the table's set for the new person, and I wish them the best. You know, whoever they decide to hire, I wish them the best.
All right, that one question that everyone seems to get asked. I mean, advice you would have for the new person coming in to coach the Vikings?
Sure. You know, I think just do it your way. Figure out what your way is, and, you know, you're going to have to figure out the kids and who you are, and do it your way. And it'll be good either way, because these kids will work hard. They'll work hard in the classroom and they'll work hard on the court. So, you know, you'll be able to have success.
Hey, you said you've had some time at some other schools in the area, maybe a bit smaller school here at Valley City. But what's that mean, that camaraderie, that community that comes together here in Valley City?
Yeah, you know, I played at a place where, you know, women's basketball was very successful over in Fargo, and it was sort of like a little bit of a cult, and we tried to sort of build that same kind of culture here at Valley City State, not just within our, you know, the players and the coaches, but also within the community and our supporters, and I think we've, you know, done a good job with that. It's going to be sad, but they're like my kids. You know, I have high expectations for them, and they have high expectations for me. And it's sad, and it's exciting, and, you know, it's going to be crazy, but that's okay.
And then the three national tournament runs that you guys had, any memories you take from that, or really just any time at Valley City?
Sure. Well, you know, the first one is always special because it's the first one, and I had a really special group of kids in that senior class, and the reason they're so special is because, you know, their freshman year they only won 5 games, and they stuck it out with me and had trust in me and had trust in each other. So I would say that's probably, you know, a super memory. But then I say that in the next year, you know, we lose both of our senior kids. We only have 2 returning seniors. One blows her knee and one becomes ineligible. And so we have a very young team with only 2 returning kids and those 8 new kids out of our 10, and they managed to find a way to win when we needed to and get ourselves back the second time too. So, you know, there's a lot of special times, and there's things that you always remember and things that, you know, make it all worth it. And this year we had a situation where, you know, we lose to 2 of our rivals, Mayville State and Jamestown, in the same week, and, you know, it feels like the wheels are coming off and things aren't very good, but in that same week, you know, one of our kids got accepted into Creighton Law School and one of our kids got accepted into dental school. And, you know, that's why we do it, right? So it's not just about wins and losses.
Just one of the things you'll miss the most here at Valley City, coaching the Vikings.
Sure. You know, it's the people. It's absolutely the kids. I mean, I've got a great assistant coach. I've got great colleagues and, you know, the coaching staff at VCSU. You know, Athletic Director Jack Denholm and Dr. Shirley, they've been great supporters. And, you know, even other people just on campus who come to every single home game that we have and really travel when we are close enough to. It's going to be hard to leave because of the people, no doubt about it.